Welcome to Geo Remore. I'm Robert Johnson, your friendly host. We cover everything from world affairs to breaking news and global conflicts. Remember to hit subscribe. Also, leave a comment and turn on notifications. This way, you'll always catch all of the episodes. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and family. But before we start, we want to make it clear. The views in this podcast are only of the speakers. They don't always represent the opinions of Geo Rumor or its affiliates. We want to keep things honest and transparent. Thanks for tuning in. Donald J. Trump is the former president of the United States. He found himself entangled in a massive civil fraud case. In a state appeals court, a decision alters the course of events and begins the tale. Trump and his co-defendants received a significant reprieve. The court ruled that he must reduce the bond he had to post. It dropped from a staggering $464 million to a less daunting $175 million. Moreover, the court extended a lifeline by giving Trump an additional 10 days to post the bond. This decision was a crucial victory and relief for Trump. His attorneys had argued that paying the larger bond was a practical impossibility. Trump's legal troubles stemmed from allegations. He was said to have engaged in a decades-long scheme. The scheme inflated his assets value for better loan terms and insurance rates. He misled lenders and insurers. The original judgment was against him and his business empire. It was a direct result of these allegations. It threatened to dismantle his finances and corporate standing. Trump, ever defiant, vows to fight the judgment. He takes to social media. He claims to have nearly $500 million in cash. He had earmarked the funds for his 2024 presidential campaign. He claimed he was financially ready, but he faced the specter of selling assets at fire sale prices. His legal team scrambled. They contacted over 30 surety companies. It was a desperate bid to secure a bond, but the judgment was complex and big. It was an insurmountable barrier for him. The surety companies balked at the idea. They had to accept hard assets like real estate as collateral. They insisted on cash or cash equivalents. The New York Attorney General is Letitia James. She stayed firm in her pursuit of justice. Her office dismissed the court's ruling as a setback. They emphasized that Trump still faced accountability for his alleged fraud. They argued the judgment showed years of deceit. It had unjustly enriched Trump, his family, and his organization. Despite the legal and financial quagmire, Trump saw a glimmer of hope. A merger between Digital World Acquisition Corp. and his Trump Media and Technology Group promised to give him fresh money. The new company's shares were ready to start trading publicly. The company owned the social media platform Truth Social. Trump stood to gain nearly $3 billion from this deal, which would be a big boost to his finances. But the merger's limits and the shadow of the legal judgment hurt Trump's finances. At least 6 months barred him from selling shares in the merged company. This rule could hurt his ability to address the bond's urgent demands. Trump faced legal and financial challenges. A narrative emerged of a man battling a perceived political witch hunt. Trump and his legal team portrayed it as an affront to justice. They said it was a targeted attack to undermine his political hopes and dismantle his legacy. He waged a war of words through court filings, public statements, and social media posts. He attacked the Attorney General, the judiciary, and anyone he saw as an adversary in this saga. Deep in history, hidden by time's mists, lies the story of England. Many generations have shaped this land, etching their tales in its stones and earth. The tale begins over 800,000 years ago. It was a world very different from our own. The first pioneers, armed with only basic stone tools, set foot on the rugged terrain of what we now call Norfolk. Fleeting footprints immortalize them. The footprints are beside ancient rivers. They whisper tales of endurance and discovery. as the wheel of time turned, the land that cradled the first wanderers witnessed the dawn of new eras. In the shadows of the caverns of Devon, a jawbone told of early modern humans' arrival. It bridged the gap between ancient whispers and the following chorus of humanity. Ice and warmth changed, but humans kept going. They left a tapestry of life that stretched to the edges of memory. Stonehenge and Avebury are megaliths that rise from the earth. They stand as sentinels of a forgotten age. They bear silent testimony to the Neolithic builders. The builders toiled under the sun and stars to erect these monuments of mystery. As the Bronze Age began, the land saw the evolution of its people. They went from simple communities to complex societies bound by the rhythms of the earth and sky. The Iron Age marked the arrival of the Britons. They were a Celtic people whose roots intertwined with the land. They spread their influence and culture across all of what would become England. But the winds of change brought new conquerors, the Romans. Their legions marched across the island, imposing order and building marvels. These would endure beyond their empire's end. Rome's legions left, opening the door to the Anglo-Saxons. Their arrival marked a new chapter in England's story. They sowed the seeds of a language, culture, and identity. These would flourish in the rich soil of this ancient land. But they clashed with the remnants of Celtic Britain and faced the fury of Viking raiders. From these chaotic times, a kingdom emerged. It was a realm defined by the sword and the word. The power struggle would shape its politics and wars. England's tale is one of ambition and betrayal. It is a story of battles and won kingdoms. It ended with the Normans in 1066. Their conquest reshaped the land's destiny. Dynasties rose and fell in the centuries that followed. They saw the signing of Magna Carta and the tumult of the Hundred Years' War. It was a time of knights and kings. There were crusades and castles. The conflict gave way to learning and enlightenment. The Wars of the Roses were a bitter conflict. They divided the noble houses of Lancaster and York and paved the way for the rise of the Tudor dynasty. Under the Tudors, England would become a growing empire. Exploration and the ambition of its rulers drove it. The Stuarts ascended to the throne. Civil war swept the land. The war questioned monarchy and governance. It led to the execution of a king and the brief reign of a commonwealth. But from the ashes of conflict, the monarchy would rise again. The revolution had reshaped it. The union with Scotland in 1707 created a new state, Great Britain. This union built an empire where the sun never set. People build empires on the sands of time. The waves of history would erode Britain's might. They left a legacy of independence and the echoes of a colonial past. This is the story of England. It's woven from the threads of countless lives. It's a tale of resilience and change. It spans the ages. It starts with the first footprints in Norfolk and ends in modern London. It's a saga of a people and a land forever linked in the dance of history. In the deep shadows of history, truth mixes with myth. There lies a dark, twisted narrative. It was born from the ashes of World War II. It whispers of a conspiracy. A shadow war waged not by armies on battlefields, but by secret words and deeds. Allegations claim that the Jews, as a single group, orchestrated the war. Anti-Semitism saturates this tale. Nazi propaganda propelled it. It asserts that the Jewish people, acting as a single entity, started World War II. They did so to destroy Germany. It's a false story. But it has found echoes in neo-Nazi and Holocaust denier circles, and it has done so even today. Let's pull back the curtain on this narrative. It begins with a gripping start that promises a journey through history. It will unveil an insidious conspiracy theory's origins, spread, and continuation. Imagine standing at the brink of a revelation. Each sentence calls you deeper into the maze of human folly and lies. After World War I, the defeated Central Powers planted the seeds of this lie amid the chaos and despair. Whispers in the streets of Weimar, Germany, and Hungary spoke of a betrayal. Their compatriots, the Jews, had stabbed them in the back. Accusations flew like arrows in the night. They blamed European Jews for conspiring with their international brethren. The goal was to weaken the war effort and make Europe ripe for Jewish control. The claims were baseless. But they found fertile ground in a society grappling with defeat and humiliation. They sought scapegoats for their national and personal despair. World War II was on the way. The Nazi regime, under Adolf Hitler, found a potent tool in these earlier accusations. They used them to justify persecuting Jews. In 1933, there was a boycott of Jewish businesses. They presented it as retaliation against Jewish aggression. But it was just a prelude to the coming horror. Newspapers like the British Daily Express unwittingly played into Nazi hands. They had headlines like, "Judea declares war on Germany." These lent credence to the false story of Jewish belligerence. Adolf Hitler saw himself in this cauldron of hate. He saw himself as a prophet of doom for the Jewish people. In a chilling speech, he declared that a war started by Jews would lead to their annihilation in Europe. This dark prophecy was a cornerstone of Nazi ideology. It justified the unspeakable atrocities of the Holocaust. Historians like Jeffrey Herf and Eric Schoberg have dissected the twisted Nazi logic. They revealed a paranoid worldview. In it, the Jews orchestrated a global conflict to bring about the Bolshevization of the world. This twisted narrative lacked truth. It framed the Holocaust not as unspeakable evil, but as a warped form of self-defense. It claimed the defense was against an imagined Jewish war. Chaim Weizmann wrote a letter to British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain. It said the Jewish community backs the democracies against Nazi tyranny. But someone twisted it into a Jewish declaration of war against Germany. The distortion of Weizmann's words was a linchpin in Nazi propaganda. It fueled anti-Semitism and justified the genocide of Jews. As the war ground on, Nazi ideologues like Martin Bormann saw the conflict as genocidal. They urged Germans to see their part in a fight that could only end in victory or oblivion. The narrative of Jewish aggression became a self-fulfilling prophecy. People viewed every action against the Jews as defensive. It was a battle for survival against an implacable foe. The war's end did not kill this conspiracy theory. Instead, it found new life. It was among neo-Nazis and Holocaust deniers. Figures like David Irving spread the myth. The neo-Nazi film Europa, The Last Battle, twisted history. They blamed Jews for world conflicts to sow hatred and division. This journey is through dark conspiracy theories. It reveals the depth of human falsehood. But it also shows the lasting power of truth to dispel hate's shadows. The claim was that Jews waged war on Nazi Germany. It was a lie in Nazi propaganda. It's a reminder of the perils of unchallenged stories. It shows the importance of vigilance against denial and revisionism. In uncovering this story, we face past lies. But we also arm ourselves with knowledge against the return of such toxic myths. Understanding hate's origins and mechanisms gives us the tools to combat it. This ensures we remember history's lessons. They should guide us to a future where truth wins over falsehood. Before I say goodbye, I wanted to remind you of a few things. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe. Also, comment, like, and share it with your loved ones. And turn on notifications. I love having you with me. I want to keep exploring the world of world affairs, breaking news, and the complex web of global dynamics. I want to do it here at GeoRumor. Also, all the information I provide in this podcast is for general info only. I do so with good intentions. Thanks for tuning in to GeoRumor. I appreciate your support and hope you learned something new today. Remember to keep the global conversation alive.